Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 478 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. She was sitting by herself when I got here. Mary wasn't but two or three passengers on the car, and there wasn't anybody sitting with her. If Epps was on the car, I don't recall Lectit. I don't recall the name of any other passengers except Mary Fagan. As to what attracted my attention to Mary getting on the front end of the car, as a general rule, when she would catch our car, Mr. Matthews would say to her, "You are late today." And sometimes she would come in and remark that she was mad, that she was late today. And when she came that morning, Mr. Matthews said to her, "Are you mad today?" And she said, "Yes, I am late," and sort of laughed and came on in the car and sat down. She usually caught our car when she came in the morning, the one due in town at 7:07. I didn't know Mary's name. I just recognized Mary's face as the little girl who traveled with us. Redirect examination. I heard of the murder next day. Newspaper reporters asked us to go down and identify the girl. There was no doubt about her being the little girl who was on our car. Oliver Street is the next street to Lindsay. I did not see Epps get on at Oliver Street. It is against the rule of the company to get to the city ahead of time. Re-cross-examination. It is not against the rules to get a few minutes behind time. Sometimes we might get there a few minutes ahead of time, but hardly ever. We always look at our watches at the main destination, just as Broad and Marietta. We are supposed to do that. Herbert G. Schiefer, sworn for the defendant. I am assistant superintendent of the National Benoit Company. I have been with the company about 5 years. Part of my duties was to get up data for the financial report. I occupied the same.